was big.
And this is my...
Yeah.
Or this is...
Here.
Which one?
That's your left here.
And this is my...
Right there.
And this...
Your mouth. And throat.
For the whole thing?
Yeah, neck.
What about this part here?
And it's your goozle bone.
Uh-huh. What is goozle exactly?
I don't know what it is. Just where you goozle is, where you eat the swallow thing.
Uh-huh. And these are my
teeth.
And this is one.
One tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
And your gums.
And this is my
hand.
And I have two.
I have 10 fingers.
For two.
Two hands.
And this is the
palm of your hand.
And this is one.
Fist.
Two.
Two fists.
And the place where the bones come together is called a
joint.
And on a man, this part of his body is his
breast.
Would you say that about a man?
I guess you would.
Any other name?
Chest.
Okay. And these are the
shoulders.
And this is my
leg.
And one
foot.
And I have two.
2 feet.
And this is the
your leg.
Or this sensitive bone here.
That's the calf of your leg, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, say, I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my...
Bruised your kneecap?
Okay. And if I get down in this position, you say I... What? If I get down like this, you say I...
So you're down on your knees? Or what? No, you're not on your knees, but what I say, I don't know.
Wait. You say I what down?
You say you squatted down.
Uh-huh. You ever hear, hunker down?
Yeah, I've heard people say hunker down.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard a name for this back part of your thigh?
It's called calf of your leg, back there.
Uh-huh. You ever heard down on your hunkers or down on your haunches?
Yeah.
What's that?
You get down on your hunkers, down so like you was a while ago.
Uh-huh. And if someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Looks a bit peakish, what you call it. He don't look too well or something.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's in real good shape, you say he's big and
stout.
Okay. Any other words besides stout?
Big and healthy looking, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use that word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
It smells stout.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's real easy to get along with, he's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper. You'd say that he's...
Say he has a mighty good temper, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you say he's pleasant or good-natured or
he's
kind?
He's good-natured.
What's that?
Say he's mighty good-natured.
Uh-huh. Someone like a teenage boy that's just all arms and legs. You say that he's...
Say he's built my song.
Mm-hmm. Or... If he's always stumbling and dropping things, you say that he's
clumsy.
Okay. And someone who just keeps on doing